Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel. Today, my guest is Janet Breitmeyer, and we're going to have a fabulous discussion today about our relationship with money, because that's certainly an important piece in anyone's life, but particularly entrepreneurial life. But first, I want to take a moment to thank all of you for spending your valuable time here with us on the show today. You know, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You come from a heart-centered place, and you truly want to make a difference in the world. You feel that you're meant to serve in some way. So perhaps this is you, and that's why you've decided to join us here on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another fantastic show today. So let me take a moment to introduce Janet Breitmeyer, our guest for today, and then we're going to take a quick station identification, and then we're going to bring Janet on the show. Janet Breitmeyer is a transformational coach and an international money mentor. Janet helps professional women who are stuck and feel that they have no options to break free and live life on their own terms. Janet teaches women that they have a gift of choosing their ideal relationship with money through her signature program, Make Money Fall in Love with You. Janet is fiercely committed to empowering women to take responsibility for their relationship with money and convert their negativity and pain about this subject into the love of their life. Clients have praised Janet for helping them get to the root cause of their problems with money and connecting them to their innermost desires. Janet says, it's the stuff that you don't know about that's causing your problems. The root of your money issues lies deep within your subconscious and guides every action that you make without you even knowing it. So in her story, despite 17 years of a successful career in business, a bachelor's of commerce and master's degree in business education, Janet found herself in a quandary of how money worked, or rather didn't work, in people's lives, as well as her own. In her work, she encountered many people with huge asset bases who were on the verge of bankruptcy. And she's acutely aware that making a lot of money doesn't necessarily mean you have a lot of money. The root of money beliefs and issues lies deeper than education or career can resolve. People who are married, single, widowed, retired, professional, educated, have large bank accounts, have children, or don't have children, all have money issues. You can download her free MP3 audio program, an interview with Janet on the Steps to Financial Alchemy, where she talks about how to make money fall in love with you, at her website, which is janetbreitmeyer.com. And that's JenetBreitmeyer.com. And I will also put that link on the show page for you. So we're going to take a quick station identification, and when we come back, we're going to bring Janet on the show for our juicy conversation today. I'm Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and we're going to be right back.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by M&B Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.
I am so excited to have you here tonight, Janet. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you for having me, Bonnie. I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to have fun tonight. You know,
I think so. It's a hot topic.
It is. It is a hot topic. You know, I read a little bit about you, obviously, in your bio, but everyone's got a story. We all have these life experiences who sort of, you know, lead us to who we've become today. So would you share with our audience a little bit more about your story, your journey that brings you to who you are today?
Sure, I'd love to. I like what you said in your intro that abundance is a feeling and that it's all about the mindset that you have, because it really, that's really, really true, and it's something that I really discovered. I think I might have mentioned to you in the past that I started out as a tax collector.
Yeah.
Yes, and that was a job that I had for many years. I was a senior collections officer in the tax department, and so I met a lot of people that owed a lot of money, in some cases hundreds of thousands of dollars, literally. And so it was my job to contact these people and to try to negotiate how they were going to repay this money. And that meant a lot of different things. Were they going to be able to borrow money? Often they weren't able to do that, even though on paper they were very successful. So they had a large asset base. And I was privy to all of that information because of the type of position that I held. They had to disclose that to me. So they had professional jobs. They had children in private schools even, and big houses and memberships at golf clubs and all sorts of things like that. And yet, when I looked at their finances and tried to work with them on, let's see, what can we do here to free up some of your money, there wasn't, in some cases, there was actually no way to do that.
Mm.
And that was, at that time, I didn't know at that time. I know now what the problem was. I had a bad relationship with money, but at the time, I didn't know. And I couldn't believe it, because I worked there for many years. I ran into many people like this. And I couldn't understand how people who were, you know, extremely educated and had really good positions, in some cases were business owners, how they could get into this situation where they were really stuck and they weren't trying to avoid paying. That wasn't it at all. I got that from talking to them. We think that's in our minds, oh, they're just avoiding paying their taxes. But I met with them personally and talked with them and had many conversations with some of them to try and figure all of this out. And they just didn't know how they even got into the situation that they were in. And you know, I worked there for a long time, and I ran into a lot of this, and I realized that somewhere in my mind, I realized it must be a mindset that they had, because how could this happen to so many people? And that brought me to a place eventually where I just felt like I needed to change out of that work, because it was, as you can imagine, quite negative, right?
Yeah.
People weren't really happy to see me.
No, the tax collector, right? Yeah,
I wasn't welcomed. Although they were kind to me in most cases, right? But I wasn't someone that they particularly wanted to see at their doorstep. And I eventually had to leave. It became a very stressful situation for me, and I decided that I really need to do something else. But what, and not really knowing what to do, I tried a lot, some different things, and it was harming me sort of my health-wise. I started becoming ill, and I was on stress leave and stuff like that. And so I eventually hired a coach. One of my neighbors said, you know what, you should hire a coach. And so I did that, and I eventually got out of that type of work, and I became a teacher. I was a business teacher, and I taught entrepreneurship, which is kind of interesting, at the high school level. And I did that for quite a while. And then, I thought, okay, this is nice, but it's still not quite there. So this is, keep going until you find what's exactly right for you. It wasn't quite right for me, and I decided to actually become a coach at that point. And I discovered this money coaching. And when I discovered money coaching, it just, all the pieces just fell into place for me. And I suddenly realized what it was exactly that I was involved in with the client group that I had, that they really did have a bad relationship with money, and they were manifesting that situation that they were in. So
yeah.
It was, yeah, do you see what I'm saying? It was just,
yeah.
It all started to fit together.
And now now in the work that you're in, you can help people to get out of that better than you could when you were the tax collector, I'm sure. Janet, I am excited to hear about starting that business as a coach, a money coach, no less, and how that all happened, how you found your clients, if there were challenges you dealt with. Tell us more. I'm excited to hear.
Well, it is an interesting story. Like I said, when I first discovered money coaching, all the pieces just fit together for me because I was like, oh my God, this is exactly the piece of the puzzle that I was missing before. Mm. It also brought me kind of around to the other side, personally to the other side of money, because I was dealing with, you know, actual dollars and cents and balance sheets and, you know, financial statements. And now it's all what's going on in your mind, in your belief system, in your feelings. So it's a totally different way of looking at money for me as well. And I found that really fascinating myself, to go through the whole process of change, of looking at, first of all, identifying how do I feel about money, because it's not something that we think about. How do we feel about money? And learning that your relationship with money is as real as your relationship with a person, and how do you have a relationship with money when money isn't actually a person? How do you have a relationship with something that's not a person, right? Mm-hmm. And how do you maintain that? And that whole process is very, very, it's very strengthening. It's very personally strengthening. It strengthens your convictions, your confidence. It helps you to get to know you. And as you're falling in love with money, you're also falling in love with yourself. Mm. And I think that's a really key point that is really difficult for people to get the concept that you really need to love who you are and know who you are so that you can make decisions based on what you're really feeling. Because sometimes when I ask people and clients, they don't know what they're feeling. They can't come up with the answer right away. And the more that you do this type of work and this type of inner work, the easier that it is. It starts to become natural, in fact, that you do know what you're feeling and thinking at all times, and you can just be that. And that's, you know, that's really, really powerful in your business, in whatever business that you're in.
Mm-hmm. You know, you talk about the subconscious mind, and I talked about that earlier in the show today, too, because everything is in there. And really, you want the good stuff at the top, but most of the time, it's not the good stuff at the top. And so it sounds like, no, you don't even know it's there, but it's driving what you do. Oh, that's so true.
It's tricky, you know, it's really, really tricky. When I ask people, you know, what are your negative thoughts and beliefs about money? I ask everyone that. Mm-hmm. They might start to talk about things that are really on the surface. You know, I had to file for bankruptcy and got into trouble with my in-laws and, you know, whatever the story is. But as you start to talk and start to, you know, get past what the surface semantics are and start to get into the feelings, it's really about something, you know, they're much deeper than that. Something happened in their childhood. They're afraid of money. They're now repelling money. And it's really interesting to get to the root of what's happened now.
Yeah. So how about
if you start to find out what is in your subconscious, like that starts to bubble up, you know, slowly.
Well, I bet that was really, I mean, I would imagine that was extremely helpful for you as you were starting another new business. Because if you're starting a coaching business, you have to like find clients and you don't have a, you know, every 2 week paycheck that comes in automatically and all those things. So I would imagine it was helpful for you. How was that whole transition, and were there challenges for you as you started your business?
Oh, sure there are, because, you know, not everything bubbles up at the same time, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's an ongoing work that you do with yourself. And I think one of the largest challenges that I had was negative comments and feedback from other people. And when I talk to my clients, they have that kind of thing too, where other people, you know, you want approval from the people around you. You want to share with them what you're doing, and they're not as excited about it as you are, right? And that can be quite stopping when you're starting a new business, when you're brand new, before you have a lot of clients, and while you're starting to put all of these things in place and it's costing you money, and then you start to get sort of like, oh, why are you doing that? Why don't you get a real job and blah, 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 right? That can be really, really stopping, and it can really hold you back. And going through this type of work where you're really centering in on what is your heart really saying, or what is your inner voice really saying, and silencing these other voices, it gives you the strength to do that, just so that it doesn't come to you in that same way, or you don't notice it anymore. You can just keep going and doing one thing after another, until it's all sort of put into place.
Yeah, you know, if you are an entrepreneur and you don't have a lot of, you know, friends that are in your same position that are entrepreneurs as well, it is tough because you kind of feel alone. And yes, I have heard that too. Why don't you get a real job? Why don't you go back to a real job? You know, because there's a different mindset. I was probably born an entrepreneur. I mean, it was probably, this is where I feel most comfortable, but yet it can be lonely sometimes, especially if you are trying to get support from people who just don't see it that way. They just don't get it, I guess.
No, and they sometimes don't get the whole holistic aspect of this type of work that you or I are involved in. And they don't understand what you're talking about exactly.
Yeah.
And that's because they're in a different place. I've had over the years some people really catch up and come back into my life that kind of left my life. But in the beginning, when it's all new, it is really hard, and you don't yet have the people in place. You haven't yet met other entrepreneurs that you can bring in to your circle and that you're in contact with on a regular basis. You don't have that all in place yet. Yeah. And I have a place now, and I'm sure you do. But at the very beginning, you don't, and it is kind of lonely, and you're on shaky ground, and, you know.
Yeah, and it can be tough. Having a solid foundation and relationship with money, it's kind of hard when people are saying, well, why don't you get a real job if, you know, money's not coming in right away? So, Janet, tell us more about that. How did you overcome what other people might have thought or said to you to sort of just pursue? And I mean, did you feel in your gut that you knew that this was right and it was going to work? Or how did you get over that?
Well, it was hard to get over that. It was really, really hard because I think I'm quite a sensitive person, you know, and when you're starting out, you don't have that confidence yet, right? And you're sensitive to things like that. And it's easy to say, oh, you know what, you should believe in yourself, and it's none of your business what other people think of you. And all of that is true, but until you've internalized it, it's still outside of you, right? And you still have that, oh, what do I do, right? Like, I think for me, there's quite a few different things that I did, and I had it in my heart that I wanted to do this. That was a very strong message within me that always was there, so that never wavered. And for me, walking the talk that I do, so actually practicing what my program is about, really helped me a lot, which is a good thing. And really getting in touch with my new relationship with money, and really getting in touch with what my inner self is saying, and doing that every day, like every day, okay, what do I need to do today? What is the most important thing I should do today? And doing that. And even if it's like going for a walk, like there's a big piece in here for self-nurturing and taking care of yourself and grounding yourself, whatever that is for you. For me, it's going to the beach. So I try to do that. And if I get really overwhelmed and I have a lot of, you know, talk going on from other people, I just say, okay, you know what, I'm going to take an afternoon and I'm just going to go to the beach. And if it's winter and I can't go, I do some meditation, or I have some quiet time, or I might just go shopping. Whatever it is for you, you need to find that and separate out and reground yourself. The other thing that I think is really, really important, what I've done is I've created an inner circle of people that I trust. And I hopefully they trust me because I do the same for them as they do for me. But it's not necessarily a mastermind group, but it is a group of people. There's maybe five people that I trust, really, really trust, and I can just call up and talk to them. And they can just call up and talk to me. And it can be an informal conversation. Hey, you know what? This is going on. What do I, you know, what do you think? And have that person just say, hey, remind me of some of these other things. You know, believe in yourself. You know you're doing the right thing, right? And they do that with me. Call me at any moment. And having that where you know that you can trust them, you know they're going to bet you straight if you are off, and you know that they're doing it, you know, non-judgmentally and not critically. They're on the same path. They're in synchronicity with you.
Yeah.
So it's hard to find those people.
I love that. I love that inner circle thing. That's a fabulous tip for people, because in the beginning, you're right, like you said before, it's hard because you kind of feel alone. But, you know, we're not meant to be alone. We need that support around us. So finding your inner circle, I love that, Janet.
Yeah, it's really, really important. And it can be made up of other people in your field or not. Mm-hmm. Some of them mm-hmm. are actually, like someone in my inner circle I've known since I was 5 years old.
Oh, wow.
She's like a sister to me. She's been a friend all these years, and she's in my inner circle. And she's not a coach, and she hasn't had coach's training, but she's very, very wise, right? And supports me 100%. And I have other friends like that as well that I've known for many years that are in my inner circle. And I have others that are people I've met recently since I've started coaching, and then they're coaches. So I think it's good to have a variety of people, actually.
Yeah.
But make sure that, you know, they are people that are in sync with you and know can offer good input. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Good input. Good constructive input.
Right. And, it doesn't always mean that, oh, yes, you're doing everything right. You want, the honesty piece is important.
Exactly. The honesty piece is really important as well. So I think something that everyone should develop. Like I said, it may take a while to develop it, but it's important to begin doing that.
Oh, yeah. I love that. I love that little tip. I think I'm going to work on creating an inner, I mean, I'm in mastermind groups and things like that, but that inner circle, you know, is different, you know, like you described.
Yeah.
And I think that's really good for people to have, you know, your support team. So how about some things that you've learned along the way? I mean, when did you start your, you know, being a money mentor? I mean, how long has it been that you've been in this coaching business?
My goodness, I have to think back. The money mentor, I've been probably, I'm going to say 7 or 8 years now.
Okay, wow.
My goodness, yeah.
Yeah, so congratulations to you for,
that's
a long time. So there must have been some aha moments, some, wow, this is really good. I don't know how this happened, but this is really good. Some ahas that happened to you along the way. What comes to mind as things that might have surprised you even along your journey?
I think each client that I have surprises me. One thing that really surprises me is that everyone has a story. Everyone has had bad times in their life. And everyone has a story that they can talk about that you would never guess them talking about while they're sitting across from you. Mm-hmm. I've had that many times. And so I know that you really can't judge people. That's my big aha. You cannot judge anyone by how they look and how they appear and how they present themselves. They've all had hard times.
Yeah.
They all need support.
We don't see all those maybe years sometimes beforehand, before they had the success. We only see the highlight reel, so to speak. So Janet, tell me more about the sort of the aha that came to you regarding this in terms of not being able, you know, not really judging people, and how much you've learned from all of your clients.
I've learned so much from my clients. Like I said, when I've had some clients, especially in my early years as a money coach, where they've called up, or they've made an appointment, perhaps I've met them at a networking event, so I've met them, and I thought to myself, wow, they look all together. They don't seem to have, they don't look like they have any money problems. They had some type of business, job, and so they come, you know, I have a home office, and they come, and they start to tell me their story, and I'm just flabbergasted sometimes. Like, I'm just blown away by all the different things they've gone through, like extreme poverty and, abuse in their family and different types of family secrets, and that have shaped how they think about money now. And they're realizing that and wanting to clear those blocks. And we've done that, and, you know, they can go to even higher heights, or perhaps they clear up whatever's, you know, however it's manifested currently. And I just found that amazing, and I still do. Mm. I still do, and that everyone has a story. You cannot judge somebody by, you know, the kind of, they have a really nice car, really nice clothes, they're really well-spoken, you think that everything is going fine. It's not necessarily so, and I've learned that you really have to have compassion for everyone, and have compassion first and not come from a place of judging them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's so true. And I find that with so many people, you know, that I've met as well. So, Janet, we've talked about lots of awesome things on the show tonight, but if you wanted people who are listening tonight to go to remember one thing, if they didn't remember anything else, what's the one thing that you really want to leave our listeners with, that golden nugget maybe that you have for them? What do you think that would be?
I think that I would like people to remember that your relationship with money is as real as your relationship with a person. Mm. And that leads to your having a relationship with yourself. It's all tied together. I would like people to really, really solidify that and really think about that and really kind of internalize that their relationship with money, is a mindset, and that it can be good. If it isn't good right now, it can be good, and it will be good.
Yeah.
And that you can trust that when it does happen, when the shift happens for you, you can really trust that, and you'll be stronger.
Yeah. And that's a good point, because some people might think, oh, well, you know, my relationship with money is not good because I get, you know, anxious or fearful every time I think about it. And that can't change. So it's really good that you emphasize that it can change, that it can be healed. Yeah.
It can be changed. It can be healed. It can be changed. And it doesn't mean that things won't happen in the future, because life goes on, right? Mm-hmm. And all kinds of things will happen to you in your life, but you'll be able to handle them in a different way.
Yeah.
In a better way. It won't devastate you as much anymore, whatever happens, once you've gone through and done this work for yourself.
Yeah. Well, in money, you know, in our culture, in probably many, many cultures in the world, money sort of is important. I mean, it drives everything. It's really throughout your whole life. I mean, there isn't anything it doesn't touch, I don't think.
It touches everything. Yeah. It touches your relationships. It touches your lifestyle. And we start to focus on it as though it's governing us, really, mm-hmm. right? Put money in charge. And we say, okay, well, we can't do that because money won't let me, right? Money mm-hmm. won't let me change mm-hmm. my job. Or I can't go on this trip because of money. We blame money for everything. And when a shift happens, then you start to be proactive. You're not coming at the scene from a place of being a victim then, right? You're coming in saying, okay, I don't have the money right now. How do I manifest it, right? or what can I do instead that's equally as good? You know, you start to think completely differently.
Yeah, and manifesting it, I think, and this is a Bonnieism, so it's, I don't know if it goes along with what you profess, but to me, manifesting is not just like doing something to earn money. It's also the energy about it will help you to manifest, because so often we don't allow it. You know, it's out there for us, but we don't let it in sometimes.
Exactly. And that's why I recommend, really nurturing yourself, like taking a break from thinking, even if you can, because that will shift your energy. Going to the beach, going for a walk, going to a concert, listening to your favorite music, like all of that stuff, it really does work to take a break and shift your energy. And then all of a sudden you'll get that call, right, inviting to be a speaker somewhere, or you'll get that call offering a new client coming in. Yes, and I've seen it time and time again.
Yeah.
It comes to you. Opportunities may come. It may not be actual dollars, but it may be an opportunity that will lead to something.
Right. So I know people are going to want more of you, Janet. What's the best way for them to connect with you?
Well, the best way is to go to my website. It's janetbreitmaier.com. It's BREITMAIER.com. And you can download an MP3 there that describes how to change your relationship with money. And as well, I do consultations. I'm happy to give somebody a consultation as well. And you can get all of that information from my website.
Oh, that's great. Well, I know that there are people, in fact, I'm going to go there, I think, because I think there are a lot of people listening tonight who are going to want more of what you have to offer in relationship to our relationship with money. So I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight. I truly do appreciate you taking the time to do that.
Now, I always want to remind you that the Holistic Entrepreneur is on several other internet radio stations, including TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spreaker, and, of course, Speak Up Talk Radio. So you can listen on your favorite network. Now, the easiest and quickest way to find these links is to go to my website at BonnieGressel.com. Just click on the radio show tab for the Holistic Entrepreneur, and all of the links to all the other networks are there for you. That way you don't have to go searching. The wonderful gifts from our guests can also be found at BonnieGressel.com as well. So be sure to access the gift page when you're there. Let's all pay it forward and pass on this valuable free information to others. Spread the word, and then we can reach more people. You can help by subscribing, reviewing, and of course, sharing. Until next week, blessings, everyone.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.